Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good people, we're getting ready to go back. We have a caller. We're going to go right to her, but I just see one of our listeners text in and said that was Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee, where Eliza Fletcher went. She got a master's degree in education up there. You know what they teach at education schools nowadays, like sociology and stuff like that. But it is a very elite school. All of the schools she went to was elite, and she did have a conservative, Black Lives Matter pedigree. I don't know if she was, whether she was or not, but we just said that I sent the qualifications out there. But anyway, we have a lady that called in from Louisiana. She called in once before. She did a magnificent job, so we're going to go right to her. Her name is Lisa from Louisiana. Hello, Lisa. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm great. Thank you so much for letting me on, and I just was listening to your discussion, and it's so interesting, and I have a couple of comments, and I hope they'll be interesting to y'all, but I'm on different social media sites and different ones, mostly just to track and see what people are talking about. And I really see a sea change happening, and it's slow because these stubborn so-called conservatives and these clueless Republicans, you have to have the facts smashed right in their face because they don't want to look at facts about anything. So I think that I'm seeing a sea change very, very slowly. And people waking up to see that we don't have a crime problem, we have a black problem. And that's what the problem is. And if you're going to look at the statistics on every single level, this is the community that can't seem to live among the civilized. So, if you want to break that down and look at it, the numbers are really irrefutable. You just can't argue with the numbers at all. So I hope some of these idiot Republicans and even some of these MAGA people that are so clueless, and they're right about a lot of things, but they're wrong on, they can't seem to get it through their head that this multi-culti experiment has failed. And we've got to try something else, because if we don't, we're not going to live to tell about it. That's the first thing. The second thing is, what the lady was saying was so interesting to me, because it's so manipulative how they cover this. I was looking at some of the coverage on Eliza Fletcher as well. And they, even ABC News, they show the one black runner in the crowd. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Or they hone in on the one black person that's there, as though that totally takes away the fact of this brutality that happened to this girl from that community. Same with that Waukesha parade, when the guy ran through the crowd and killed all those people in Wisconsin, I believe. They had, I don't know, they interviewed a black person. There aren't any black people in that town. Would you have to go bring one in to interview him? I mean, come on, It's ridiculous. So it's so manipulative. So that's a couple of things. I'm seeing some real change, some people waking up. And the reason I know that is because I'm on all these sites under different names, because I want to see what's going on. And I see people sharing a lot of things that typically maybe a year ago, people wouldn't have been sharing anything that I shared on crime, on race, on statistics, on what's happening to our country, this immigration thing where, we're definitely being replaced. Definitely, if we don't stop it. And the other thing, want to say what you said, sir, I can't remember which one of y'all said this, just my last point about Miss Fletcher, that, it is tragic, but I'm kind of with you that if that's what it takes for some of these idiots to wake up and realize, I mean, the only thing I disagreed with what Tucker said, one point that I disagreed with, that he said, you ought to be able to go jogging anywhere you want to. Well, that's her idiocy, and that's her, and God rest her, and tragedy. But what was she thinking she could go jog in Memphis at 4:30 in the morning? What kind of idiot decision is that? I mean, seriously, and I mean, I'm not blaming her at all. God knows that. What I'm saying is we all know you can't go do that in this community. So God rest her soul. I hope she's okay. What a tragedy. It enrages me. But I mean, if this, the only silver lining that I can see is that people are going to look and see, oh yeah, well maybe this little world we're living in where everything's peachy keen and the world is full of roses, maybe this is not the world we're living in. And that's my hope. that it's going to be a hard slap in the face to some of these people who can't seem to get it through their skull that what we're facing here. So those are my comments, and I hope that, I don't know if anybody has anything to say on that, but thank you for letting me talk.
I would like to comment. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lisa. I will go ahead and answer your question. Why was she in that? Why did she think she could do what she did in the number one, in the most dangerous city in the United States of America? Because that's what they teach them in these blue blood schools where she goes to, and they teach them to be, little BLM, Antifa, conservative, self-hating whites, for always fighting for the poor underdog black. See, in her mind, she thinks they think that's the way it should be that way. Well, all people, black should not be inferior to whites. And it's unfair if they are. So they're going to put it in their mind that they're just the same as us. They're more and more dangerous than anybody else. So what they're believing, what they're doing, Miss Lisa, and it's the best of my ability to say it, they're living in illusion. They have deluded themselves. They're living in a fantasy world. They can't accept the world the way it is. They can't accept reality that blacks as a whole race are just feral, murdering feral animals like hyenas. And that's the fact. Would you like to chime in on that, Miss Nancy?
Well, I totally agree with everything you all are saying. And I think, Lisa, I think you covered it and did a great job. I think it's great that people are waking up. Let's just hope that there's enough people waking up.
Randy, you have anything to say before we let Miss Lisa go?
I would like to say that what you said, Eddie, is that it's scriptural. It's in the Bible that you'll have people with minds of children. And that's where we're at today. We've got people with the minds of children because they can't sense the danger, just like this young lady. Going out there at 4:30 in the morning in Memphis, Tennessee, she couldn't sense that danger. But the danger's out there, y'all. And if we don't do something about it quick, we're gonna lose everything.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Lisa. God bless. Please don't go so long. Next time, you're excellent. You could easily take the microphone or for any of us guys. So thank you so much. Please don't stay gone so long this next time.
Yeah, don't be a stranger.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much for
calling.
Yes,
sir. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Guys, I'd like to ask y'all one more question. I guess I could go to Miss Nancy, or y'all can say, hey, I want to take it. I'm going to throw this out to you guys. This is pretty much what I have for our questions tonight. It's my opinion that what we saw with Eliza Fletcher here in Memphis. If you go to our website, our primary mission is to stop global white genocide. And we do. We submit to the people out there, there is an ongoing system of white global genocide that's been going on for several hundred years. It started peaking in Lincoln's war against the South. It picked up big time speed in the First World War, Second World War, Korea, Vietnam, but really in World War I, World War II, there is a system of white global genocide replacement. Look what's happening in Europe. The borders in Europe been destroyed in the United States. They're shipping these mongoloids in here, these humanoids in here by the millions. So that's part of the global displacement and ultimate extermination of white people. I think what happened to Eliza was a micro incident in this planned orchestrated global white genocide operation. And you know what? And I'm going to tell y'all, I ask y'all this too, Miss Nancy. I think the evidence would be out of shadow of a doubt, that this campaign of global white genocide has been orchestrated by, what a shocker, the same old ancient Jew. Henry Ford said he called him the international Jew. He's the world's number one problem. Like I said, they've broken down our national boundaries, flooding our white lands with these humanoids. They're attacking our farms. They're shutting our farms down. It's like Rand said on the last show. They're attacking meat eating. They're trying to force people to these so-called stupid electric cars. They're supporting Black Lives Matter, Antifa. They're against turning these people loose against us. They're cramming critical race theory into our schools. They just put in 87,000 new IRS agents, which really they are a de facto army, like Obama pulled up, talked, and when he said we need a civilian army, a civilian group, just as well armed, just as well trained as the military to police all this terrorism in our country. In other words, against us. It's always the damn Jew. It's always the damn Jew. It's the SPLC, the JDL, Benign Breath. And you know something else? It's also the stinking evangelical Judeo-Christian churches that need to be burned to the ground. What do you think about that, Miss Nancy? And that's pretty much what I got for the rest of the night.
Well, you ought to. You ought to be worn out with that.
Well.
No, you're right. You're totally right. Absolutely correct. It's an insidious invasion. They're parasitic. They've taken over the government. They run the media, the television. Everything is controlled. And, they want to get rid of us in any way they can. We can go back to this so-called pandemic, next to monkeypox. We're going to be burned up with the climate, or maybe we're going to freeze to death with the climate. I mean, it's always one crisis after another to if not to really kill us, to scare us to death. Yeah, we've got problems, that's for sure, and we know where it's emanating from.
Well, folks, Dear Blood River Radio audience, there's our first break. In the second hour, if we come back, we'll go right back to Mr. Rand. We'll get his comments on just what Miss Nancy was talking about. At about 5:33, we're going to bring in a guest. He's going to make a really quick announcement about this new organization. It's not new. I just found out about it. But anyway, folks, we'll be right back.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
The Innis is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear folks, dear Blood Kin with Blood River Radio, Blood Kin. This has been a great show. I'm so thankful we have people like this Lisa call in. I'm so really, really thankful to our other kin folks in the show. Miss Nancy, Big Sister Nancy. I'm glad I don't live near her because she has a stick. She has a club. The Sheriff Buford Pusser, he was famous, that big club he carried around. That's like a damn toothpick compared to the one that Sister Nancy's got. The cops in Louisville don't even fool with her, man. I'm not kidding you, man. She's bad news. Anyway, Mr. Alabama Lone Wolf, You heard what I said a minute ago about the ancient Jews, the breakdown of national boundaries. If you remember anything about that, would you like to comment on that? Comment on anything Miss Lisa said? Anything you want to. So fire away, Brother Rand.
Well, yeah, Eddie, I'd like to say that Lisa did an excellent job, and it encourages me when people like her call in, because it gives me hope that people are listening, people are preparing, and they're getting ready. They realize what we're up against, and we're up against it, y'all. It's been a long – talk about TV. Let's just talk about TV a minute. It's been a long progress of TV programming. You can take what was seen to be wholesome shows, such as Bonanza and others, that if you pay close attention to, they had little subtle messages in them. So this TV programming has been against us for a long time. And you know, I've talked to a couple of people that said they never had TV in their homes. That was some real smart people that didn't allow, even in the early stages, for this to come into their homes. And you know, we have Negro streaming, as I've said before, live streaming shooting folks, white folks and others, but we still have a lot of our brothers and sisters, especially this time of year, that are still tune in to college football when we're in a race war. If we're not in a race war right now, I don't know what you call it. And I don't know what exactly it's going to take to wake the majority of us up. But like we talked about before, Eddie, it's only going to be a remnant that stands. And I fully believe that with all my heart. But you know, talking about the current event and the Eliza Fletcher abduction and killing. But, you know, that's like you said earlier, Eddie, that's not the only story. Last week, as reported, a Memphis officer, a police officer, was shot during a car theft investigation. In Memphis, a baby and a woman and her baby was also kidnapped and robbed while unloading their groceries in a Target in Memphis. Two community leaders was abducted. They were both doctors, the doctor Athon and Nelson. They were carjacked and abducted in Memphis. And you know, and I know most of my friends, what I call my normie friends, Eddie and Sister Nancy, and thank you so much for you. Praise the Lord for you, both of you, good people. For voicing your opinions and researching and doing what just doing what you do. Praise the Lord for you. But thank you know, I know I may not be fun too much anymore. But you know, y'all, brothers and sisters, let's listen to me. The fun times are about over, whether we like it or not.
any way you look at it. They should be over by now. Every white man and every white woman in this country should be preparing themselves for the worst.
Right.
And I don't mean to be the bad reaper, the creeper, or whatever they say that is. I don't mean to be the one to bring it. But somebody has to say it. If we're not willing to stand up now, as I said before on the show, we might as well kiss it all goodbye.
Rand, I was going to, and this is a little bit not off the subject, but I think this would be a wake-up call. Many people do not realize that the Republic of South Africa was settled by the Dutch and the English, and that in 1994, the country was given over to the blacks. And I think if people would do some research into what has happened in the Republic of South Africa, which was a fantastic country, they would find out that the handwriting is on the wall for us. There's nothing but black violence that these people want revenge, and they certainly want it for on Southerners. Got a crow to pick with us. Because, you know, they've been propagandized that we've all owned slaves. And in South Africa, they had separation of the races. And that's why they're getting back at these poor farmers, brutalizing them, terrorizing them, torturing them, killing them. And it's done with impunity, because you got black cops who are slow to show up. They're covering their black cronies. It's a real terror for the white man in South Africa. And I think it would be interesting for people to do a little bit of investigating into what the people there have tried to do to protect themselves in so many different ways. Many times it's been useless, but they have created a little isolated country that is strictly for the Boers, is strictly for the white Dutch people. And they've been successful so far. In Oriana is a little country that they've developed. It's a small, you might say, it's a township. And, you know, this is the only thing I think that, I mean, this is an alternative for us, maybe, to, you know, I have a feeling that we're going to be like just in enclaves fighting off the people who will be attacking us, whether they be black or white.
Yeah, Miss Nancy, I'd like to chime in on that.
Where we're at, Miss Nancy, I don't mean to talk over you, Eddie.
Oh, that's okay.
But she is exactly right on what she says. Just look at the remarks, and I'm not going to go through them. I've got some of them right here, but just research it for yourself, people. Look at the remarks from leftists about Queen Elizabeth. Just look at some of their remarks about her, and you'll see what they think about it. Go ahead, Ed.
Oh, I was going to say, Sister Nancy, the blacks, if it wasn't, you know, they said they were jealous because the white people suppressed them, they had the farmland. First of all, there was very, very few blacks in South Africa when the whites got there. And you know what? If it wasn't that, it would be something else. But, you know, and I'm going to tell you what that something else is. I've lived around blacks all my life. I've been in the army with them. I've been exposed to them forever. Just today, right through Nigtown. You know, they are more, I'm telling you flat out, people, there's a few maybe, but just about over 90% of the blacks, I don't care how well educated they are, they can be to go to lawyer school, whatever, you know, they're born hating white people. It's in their genes, it's in their bones, it's in their blood, it's in their genetics. And if that's not good enough, their black mammies and black grandmammies tell them to. It's just a thing. They despise white people.
Right.
Folks, we'll be right back, and we're going to bring in a guest in a minute after this break right here. His name is Brother Henry. We'll bring him in, and he's going to give us a little information, and we'll let him roll.
exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced by the Royal Palace. It will take place on Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey. News of the state funeral comes on the same day that her eldest son, King Charles III, was officially proclaimed Britain's new sovereign. In his speech, the king said that he is aware of his inheritance and the duties and responsibilities that have been passed along to him.
In taking up these responsibilities, I shall strive to follow the inspiring example I have been set in upholding constitutional government and to seek the peace, harmony, and prosperity of the peoples of these islands and of the Commonwealth realms and territories throughout the world.
The king's eldest son, Prince William, said while the world lost a leader, he lost a grandmother, adding to a short statement on Instagram that he would support his father in every way. It has been months since Ukrainian forces have been able to claim a victory on the battlefield. They're doing so now as the Kremlin says it's pulling back troops from two areas in Ukraine's Kharkiv region, where a Ukrainian counteroffensive had made great strides in the past week. The news comes days after apparent advances by Ukraine. Health and safety concerns and the company's alleged refusal to fix the HVAC system has prompted UAW members at the Stellantis casting plant in Kokomo, Indiana, to strike. The 35-acre facility makes parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen R&B superstar R. Kelly has rested in the singer's federal trial in Chicago. He's charged with fixing his 2008 child pornography trial, where he was acquitted of the charges. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, we're getting to bring a fella on here named Brother Henry. I met him, I know at least once, up in at the Zinc Fest. And I'm going to throw this comment out there to him, and then I'm going to go right to him. He knows exactly where I'm talking about. He's been there. I love the Robs, Thomas Robb. And my favorite one is Jason Robb. Everyone knows that. We got him back on the show pretty soon. Matter of fact, their guest, Brother Henry, was there just last weekend. But, and I just made the comment, I'm going to repeat it, what we said during the break. I'm going to repeat it to the audience. Our dear, precious brothers and sisters, the Robs, up there, I call it, they have them a great little hidey-ho. They have a great place. It's beautiful. It's a great place to get away to from. Nothing but white people up there. They're stuck up there in the right slap dab middle of some of the most rugged part of the Ozarks. But, folks, there's only, and I'm going to try to get this over to them, there's only one way in and one way out. The road that goes in there goes over three or four bridges. You actually drive through water, some of them. One way in, one way out. And we can't, you know, live in an illusion that we're going to be able to get away and build a little hidey hole and get away from these feral animals and these Satan worshiping Jews. They're going to hunt us down. They're going to plow up the highways. There will be no truck service. That's in there. It's in the documents of Agenda 23, Agenda 21. They're going to dynamite bridges. They're going to shut rail traffic down. There'll be no way to get food and stuff into places like Zinc. And if you've been there, you're not going to grow a whole hell of a lot in that rocky, really poor soil. So I would like to warn them, there's going to be no way to get out of defending yourself, fighting for your life with the bayonet, with the sword, with the rifle, with the shot, whatever you can get your hands on, because they are coming for us and they want blood. With that, we're going to go right to Brother Henry. He's going to tell us what organization he's with. He's having this big big seminar, big jamboree, something to unite the right. And I want to tell you, that's why I'm very interested in, because I really admire that. I think that's a very worthy pursuit. Well, anyway, how are you doing tonight, Brother Henry?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty daggum good. Been looking forward to having you on. So let us know. Tell us everything you got, but your name, your organization, and what you're getting ready to do down there in October, et cetera, et cetera. And anything else you want to talk about?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm with the Aryan Freedom Network. We're a new white nationalist organization that's starting in January here in Texas. But we're officially in 22 states now. We're growing pretty fast for the new group. It's a very exciting time right now for us because it's a really a big, great awakening that's happening in this country. People are finally waking up to the race problems. And that's one thing a lot of people need to understand out there. There's millions of us out there that believe in a white separate nation that we can, prevail in doing that one day. And in order to do that, though, you have to prepare yourself. You have to fight back. You have to stand up against evil. And if you're not prepared to do that, you're prepared to become a slave. And one thing is, I'm not about to bend over and allow some Jew to whip my back anymore. I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to fight back, and a lot of other people are ready to fight back, too. And the one thing is, in the movement, a lot of people look down on certain things, or, there's so many different ideologies in the movement, but at the end of the day, we all have the same focus, and that's protecting our people and their survival and the existence of our people in the future that we wish to have. And that's what we're doing here in Texas in October. On the 22nd, we're hosting an event called the White Unity Conference. This is the third annual conference that we hosted like this. Last year's event was a great turnout. We're very looking forward to this year's conference because we're expecting hundreds of people from all different walks of life that are proud of who they are, coming together to fellowship to show that they're proud to be white and they're concerned what direction this country is heading towards and what can we do to prepare ourselves for this, this nightmare that's coming upon us. And a lot of people don't understand, you have a lot of different groups with different ideologies, like I said before, different goals or, anything that they want to achieve, but some of them goals don't make any sense to me. Like, I don't believe in a political party system anymore. I think we can all agree that if they can steal the election from Trump, just imagine if one of us had a political party, and, they'll do everything they can to stop it. And that's the problem with the country. And a lot of people are having false hopes in things that aren't really going to get achieved here. And the bad thing about it, no one wants to admit it, but there's already a racial holy war on us. And it's been going on for quite some time. Eddie just mentioned this, a few minutes ago on the show. There has been a war against us for a long time. And this just didn't happen overnight. This has been planned out. It's been going on for centuries. And what they're trying to do is exterminate us. They don't want us in cages. They don't want to hold on to us. They want to exterminate us. And that's the problem. People need to start realizing that this, what they're doing is killing us slowly. They're bringing all this immigration. They're replacing us. They're wanting us to train all these people to learn how to achieve the, everything that we have built in this country, and that's the problem. We're being forced to live with these mongrels, dangerous animals, what I like to call them, you know, and all they're doing is terrorizing us and killing us. And look at Memphis. What just happened a couple of days ago? You had a black thug running around Memphis, recording himself, wanting to hunt down and kill as many white people as he can. We keep seeing this all the time. And the failure of it, the city of Memphis and the media have failed to admit that this was a racial crime. This was a hate crime against white people. And we're fed up with that, with all this bias in the media and everything. They're just making it look like, oh, it's just a random shooting and all of that. It's not. And the fact is, people are getting murdered every day in this country. White people are getting murdered every day. It's to the point we can't even keep up with the stories anymore and the recordings of it and all that. The statistics are showing every year that this violence committed on white people, this isn't going away. This isn't going to happen by voting or anything like that. We didn't vote for diversity. We didn't vote for the Civil Rights Bill. They forced this upon us by bayonet point, by the second Eddie Airborne in Alabama and Arkansas and so many other places when all this was coming back down in the 1960s. They're not going to allow us to vote this out. You're going to have to fight it. You're going to have to reject it. You're going to have to speak up. You're going to have to be a man to stand up against evil. If you don't have that courage in your heart to stand up, all you are is a slave, and you better shut your mouth and get out of the way of others that are actually doing the job and fighting that. And, you know, and that's the problem with this country. We got the reason why we're in this situation today isn't just a Jewish problem. It's not just a Monroe problem. It's a lack of white man from standing up and fighting back.
Bingo.
And that's the problem. People need to wake up. They need to start realizing what's happening here. You know, you had a gentleman on here earlier, I don't know his name. The man was talking to the mechanics and everything, and he was talking about this fight, that he won't see this fight, but his children will have to do this fight later. You know, you made a good point. That man made a good point. You know, why allow your children to do the fighting for you? And you know, the last thing I ever want to see is my children have to fight. I want to see my children have to do this fight. That shouldn't be upon them. This should be upon us, the fathers and the grandfathers that are alive right now. We need to do that fighting for our children so they don't have to experience this violence anymore. You know, our people, white people, are a very peaceful people. We have wronged everything to the third world nation, to the swamps of Africa, the jungles of Asia, everything. If we had never invented these technologies to help them with running water, medication, these people wouldn't even be where they're at right now. And the fact is, we have allowed this to...
Brother Henry, we have to go to a quick break. We have to go to our last break.
Sir.
Hold on to that thought. We'll bring you back for a few minutes on this last segment we got. You're doing a magnificent job, Brother Henry. Be right back, folks. Folks, we've had some great guests on tonight and great callers. We'll be right back.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
The Epoch Times. TheTimes.com.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. Freedomfactor.org.
Oh, dear blood relations, blood relatives of Blood River Radio. We have a brother Henry on. He's the head honcho of the Aryan Freedom Network, and he's getting ready to tell you about the White Unity Conference that he's going to have in Texas in October. I'll take it away, brother Henry. Give this people, get your pens and ready to record this information. I believe this would be a very worthy conference to go to. Go ahead, brother Henry.
Yes, sir. Well, everyone, if you're listening here tonight, due to the violence out there of the left wing, we're doing everything we can to protect everyone and their security and their identities for this conference. If you wish to come out to the White Unity Conference, it will be held in Northeast Texas. You need to go to our website at AryanFreedom.com or white-power.org and contact us to attend this event. When you email us, let us know who you are and what you're wanting to attend, because we have events all the time going on in our organization. And the reason for that, we do a vetting process. We make sure we check people out, make sure who they are, you know, and all that. We're very concerned about people's security here. We're going to have families here, children. This is a very family-friendly event. Like I said, it'll start at 10:30 in the morning and probably last throughout the whole entire afternoon. We have guest speakers from all across the country that are going to be speaking at the White Unity Conference. We'll have vendors there selling pro-white material, books, pamphlets, anything that you can think of. We'll also be providing a lunch at the conference. You get to enjoy some of Brother Henry's chili.
And all right.
So, yeah. So we got a lot of people coming out. I know we have the nice party that will be attending. Jason Robb is the guest speaker.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I like old Jason. We'll have, so like a son to me.
Yeah, yeah. And then we'll have Anglo-Saxon Israel with Pastor Eli James as a speaker as well. And we'll have so many different other preachers, different church organizations and other pro-white organizations that are attending. You know, this event is to show fellowship and solidarity in the movement. This isn't just about the Aryan Freedom Network. This is about all of us looking forward for next year's agenda of promoting the white racialist message all across this country. And, you know, this is bring people together, get people to get active. That's the one thing a lot of people in this country need to realize. You can't just sit around and be on sidelines anymore. There's no more sidelines. Either you're with us or you're against us. And that's the the breaking point right now with what's happening. And, you know, you have to get active. You have to organize. No matter if you're with the Aryan Freedom Network or a different pro-white organization or a militia, whatever you want to call it, you have to get out there. You have to get organized. You have to spread the message. Because I'm telling you, 20 years ago, anywhere from 20 to 10 years ago in the movement, you probably had one out of 100 white men that probably had white nationalist viewpoints. And that was a very, you know, that's, you know, depressing time there for our movement at the time. Now, in today's time, we're dealing with one out of five white men that have white nationalist viewpoints now. That's a great number. You know, we have millions and millions of people there, racially awakened. They're wanting to get involved. They just don't know who to go to or who to trust because they're so new to this movement. People, you have to organize. There are people out there that believe like you. You are not alone out there. We are the resistance. And in order to stop this evil, the satanic government from taking over our country, you have to stand up. You can't hide from this anymore. They're going to hunt you down, like Eddie said before. You have to fight back, and you have to learn how to fight back as well. And, you know, and that's something a lot of people don't realize. If you're not prepared for this, then what are you getting ready for then? And what are you talking about then? Because there's a great number of violence that's happening that every single one of us knows. In the last couple of years, we have witnessed Antifa and Black Lives Matter destroy half the whole entire country. And, you know, if you're not ready for this, you're going to become the victim. And the last thing we need is more white victims out there. We don't need that anymore. There's already 6% of the white population in the whole white world. That's all we have. We're dying people, and we need to start jumping up and moving forward from that.
Brother Henry, before we forget, would you give the dates of that conference? You got the time.
Yes,
you said 10:30 a.m., but what was the date?
It is October 22nd. It's a one-day event. It'll be on a Saturday. It'll be in Northeast Texas. It has the White Unity Conference, October 22nd, starting at 10:30 a.m. So make sure, everyone, if you're listening tonight, if you're in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, or Louisiana, or some other part of the country, you don't want to miss this event. It's an exciting event. It's a fun, family-friendly event. If you like to attend, go to our website at aryanfreedom.com. Email us. That way you can get vetted and all the information be provided to you, where to go and what airports to take or what hotels are in the local area.
That was my next question. Also, one quick question, and I'm going to turn you over to Rand. You know what? This sounds, I told Rand a long time ago because we've been wanting to get you on for some time. I love what you're talking about. It sounds like a bigger and better Unite the Right conference than what we had at Charlottesville. It sounds like you're doing it probably better, more planned out. How would you compare that to the Unite the Right conference at Charlottesville we had back in August the 12th of 2017?
Well, the one thing is that this one has got better security. We can say that. We do a lot in our vetting process, make sure the wrong people don't get involved. Like last year, we didn't have a single problem out in Antifa whatsoever. Not a single incident. Our guests were safe all day. They had fun, you know, fun and great time socializing with people that were like-minded. And this year is going to be bigger. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of exciting people from all over the country. And the good thing about it is, you know, people don't have to worry about going to jail or anything like that. This is on private property. It's not open to the public. It's not a public march or anything like that. So, you know, there's a strictly private event for white nationalists. And, you know, people that are proud of who they are.
Rand, do you have any questions for Brother Henry?
I just got a comment or two, Eddie, if I could. I'll just encourage this fella to invite Michael Hill, the president of the League of the South. I would, I would encourage Hillian, Alabama, I would encourage you to invite him to speak at your conference, because Dr. Hill has been an inspiration to me. He has been screaming this same message for 25 years now. And I would encourage you to invite him to your event. And I really appreciate what you're doing, sir.
Yes, I do too. I salute you, Brother Henry.
We sent the invitation to the League of the South and asked Dr. Hill if he was interested in becoming a guest speaker. We haven't heard anything from him on that yet. You know, we're just waiting on him to reply back to us on that.
Very good, sir.
We have a spot for him. So if he wants to come out, League of the South is more than welcome to come out. I'm a big supporter of the league. So, you know, we advertise the Free Magnolia and the League of the South on our website on
white-power.org.
God
bless you, brother. Yeah. Brother, anything we can do for you, Blood River Radio, all you do is just to say the word. We'll do whatever we can for you.
And become
same here, brother.
And become a regular on this show, brother. Become a regular.
Bingo.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy the show. I listen to it every now and then, and when I have the time, and, you know, it's a pretty radical show. I like it. It's straight to the point. There ain't no sugarcoating. That's why I like it.
You think we are? I tried to calm it down. I hope we didn't get insulted Jews or anything. You think we are radical? You hurt my feelings, Brother Henry.
I loved it. And that's the one thing. People are sick and tired of the sugarcoating in this movement. And they're tired of people.
We're all in this together, brother. That's for sure.
Yes, sir. Amen. And anyone else, I just want to thank Blood River Radio for having me on here to discuss about the White Unity Conference. And appreciate Eddie having me, and all you other brothers and sisters that were on here today speaking. Boy, y'all did a magnificent job today on today's show. And, y'all hit some very good viewpoints. You know, and hopefully it wakes up other people across the country.
Well, let me ask one question. How far would it be from Memphis? Because I'm thinking back, Sister Nancy could come pick me and Rand up, because nobody's going to fool with her. No, really. How far is it from Memphis?
It's about a 4-hour drive. It's not bad.
How about from Dallas, Fort Worth?
From Dallas, Fort Worth is probably about two hours and a half. So
within Texas, it'd be probably within 2 hours of Texarkana there, huh?
Yep. And, you know, it's a very secluded area. It's a nice building. You know, we're going to have a kitchen there. AC, the whole nine yards. Weather, the storm, no weather is going to stop us from having an RV. This is going to go on. And, you know, no rain, snow, or sleet, or the heat is going to bother us.
Well, Miss Nancy, do you have any questions? Because we're almost out of time. Miss Nancy, we need you to chime in. She's the lady. She's a fire-breathing dragon. I mean, Miss Nancy's been in the movement for years and years and years. Go ahead, Miss Nancy. Would you like to have any comments or questions for Brother Henry?
No, it sounds very interesting. I hope it's successful, and I hope it works out, and maybe he can continue to do it.
Oh, yeah. This is our third year hosting this event, We wish to continue doing this every year, you know, while we can, before we're outcasts and outlaws.
Brother Henry, we've been completely out of time. God bless you, sir, for what you're doing. I second Rand's. God bless you. We'll have to get you back on again very soon. You're very eloquent. You surpassed my expectations. Not that I didn't expect good of you, but you really knocked it out of the park, brother. People, you heard it. We had a fantastic show tonight. We had great guests, great co-hosts, great people here. Thank you, Brother Henry. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Cam, for doing such a wonderful job at the board. Thank you, Nancy, Sister Nancy. Thank you, Alabama Lone Wolf Brand. Thank you, Blood River Radio family. God bless you. God willing, I'll be out next week working the St. Jude Triple Young Festival. We'll have substitutes sent in for me. I'll see you back on the 24th of September. But tune in to be Sister Nancy and Monica Schaefer and probably Rand coming in next week. Good night, everybody.